This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number is 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, love to answer them for you right now. Telephone number for Klaus Financial's office right here in Madison, 442-5637. It's 442-5637. You can also find them online, klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Joining us in studio this morning, Malia Cuevas. Malia, how you doing today?
Great. How are you?
Doing well. Great to see you. We've got a lot of stuff to get to, and of course a lot of calls as well. If you have questions, Malia would love to answer them for you right now. Don't forget as well, listen to the program later on. We will have the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize this week, a $25 gift card to Lowe's. We'll tell you how you can win it a little bit later on in the program. I will tell you this, so just a little tip, listen closely. Typically the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the program. Before we get rolling though, speaking of the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, one of the great things you guys said, hey, you know what we should start doing, is talking about last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Let's talk a little bit about that and what was the answer.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for listening, those of you who regularly listen, and you're getting smarter every week when you listen for the answer from last week's question. So last week's was based on the data from the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College in 2013, what percentage of retirees actually sign up for Social Security benefits before reaching their full retirement age? And the answer to that question was at least 60% of those retirees do sign up for benefits before reaching their full benefit age, and the truth is they can't wait to get them started. Yeah. Honestly,
I was surprised it was that high. Mm-hmm. That's pretty, at least 60%. Very interesting. And again, we'll be doing Klaus Quiz Question of the Week again this week, so listen closely to today's program. Today we're going to be talking about the implications for working after retirement, and I assume for a lot of people, if they're able, a lot of people like or in some cases need to do this. This is definitely something a lot of people are interested in, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, we spend so much time on the show talking about getting to that big day of retirement. Mm-hmm. And the truth is many of us do make a choice to continue working after we retire from our primary job. And so there's really a lot of things to consider before you make that decision, am I going to work after retirement? So first of all, just getting people to the day of retirement, that in itself, you know, we have scheduled people who say, I'm going to retire in 6 months, and they show up and they go, yeah, I'm going to let it go another 6 months. And, you know, I think when you understand that you have the ability to retire, that's the first question. Mm-hmm. Then you're like, I'm going to work. I know I could leave at any point. It really settles people down.
Yeah.
Now, once they have pulled the plug and said, okay, that's it, they really need to know what they're going to do afterwards. And obviously, the first thing that comes to mind is after they've slept in for the first 2 weeks, they go, oh my gosh, I should be working. So when we're looking at, does it make sense to work after you retire? We first look at Social Security. Now, if you're full retirement age, you know, that could really change things up. If you're full retirement age, you could start your Social Security benefit. So we talk about that every single week. I feel like for most of our listeners, your retirement age, according to Social Security, is probably going to be 66 or 67. And what that means is you can work. You could work part-time. You could work full-time, and your benefits would not decrease. And so you hear that a lot. If I retire making part-time wages, I go to work at a gift store, for example, and I'm making under the Social Security benefit level, which is for 2017, $16,920. If I retire before my full retirement age, I do have that limit. And if I exceed that limit in pay, then I'm going to have to start having a deduction for my benefit payments, which nobody likes to feel that deduction come back out. Now, if I'm retiring with a really well-paying job, let's say I'm making, you know, $50,000, $60,000, and again, I'm not full retirement age. I pulled the plug at 62. I still can collect a benefit, but I'm going to get dinged. So making that decision if I'm going to work after I retire really does fall into about the Social Security question. So you have to remember, though, that if you, in the year you reach full retirement age, the limit on your earnings is actually much higher than the $16,000. Mm. It's actually $44,880. And so they'll only count earnings up until the month you reach your full retirement age. So you do have some flexibility that first year. We really like people to go to our website, not our website, the Social Security website, ssa.gov, start looking at those benefits, what they're going to look like at different ages for you, because as we consider, do I still want to work doing something different, perhaps that might sway you one direction or another.
And again, that website, ssa.gov, again, as Malia points out, a fantastic resource, a lot of great information about Social Security. Another great resource is Klaas Financial's website, klaasfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. That's all one word. Telephone number for Klaas Financial's office right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number. We'll have the Klaas Quiz Question Week coming up a little bit later on in this half hour. Let's talk, Malia, as we look at people working. There's some good reasons to keep working, aren't there?
Right. You know, so for some people, on what, it depends which day of the week. Monday, they're ready to retire, right? But they're not necessarily ready to retire. They're actually just ready to stop doing what they've been doing for the past 30 years. So finding a job or creating a job with other talents can be really a wonderful next step. I've had several clients in the last couple years who say to me, well, you know, I financially can retire. And I say, you're correct. I say, but what are you going to do after? Mm-hmm. And if they're not telling me that they've got a serious hobby that they've developed, or grandchildren, or that they want to travel, really no hobbies developed, I'm really hard pressed to say this might be the right time. Mm-hmm. I really kind of give them some homework, and I say, search out your other talents, search out those other dreams you had before you had your children, and maybe start pursuing some of that, because I'll say, quite honestly, for our gentlemen, it's much more difficult for them to stop in their shoes, stop working, and do nothing.
Is there a bit of a relief for people I'll throw myself into this. The only thing that bums me out about what I do is it's an obligation. You have to go to work. Otherwise, I think for a lot of us, we love what we do. We love how we do it. It's just the fact that we have to do it. I would assume for a lot of people, it's liberating. You hit that point of saying, I don't have to do this, but I can do it because I love it. I would assume that's liberating.
Absolutely. I mean, Sean's disclaimer is he loves his job, so he doesn't mind the obligation. But the truth is, understanding that I can retire, I'm choosing to do this part-time activity. You know, I have a gentleman who retired who said, I like to, what I miss about my job is meeting people. Mm-hmm. So he volunteers at the airport 3 days a week just to talk to people,
very cool,
listening to them complain about how their luggage has got smashed up and all that. The point is, we don't want to lose the interaction. Mm-hmm. We don't want to lose the mental stimulation. And you're absolutely right. It's the have to being up by a certain time and having to go to sleep by a certain time that really, you know, drags on people. So I really encourage our listeners to, you know, if you're 5 years, 10 years out from retirement, start doing something new for yourself, maybe something that monetarily could bring in something as you retire. That's always a good thing if you get paid for your special talents.
You make your, as they always say, your vocation, your vacation.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
She is Malia Cuevas. You have questions for Malia? She'd love to answer for you right now. Our numbers, 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. You can find Klaas Financial online, the website klaasfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And we mentioned some of the hours. I would assume for a lot of people, it's nice to say, I can reduce my hours, maybe go from full-time to part-time. The other thing I'm thinking, when you mentioned the gentleman working at the airport, it's got to be great with all those years of wisdom, being able to kind of pass something on share that experience of saying, hey, here's what I've learned over the years, and help people.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think what we see a lot of people do is they immediately default. They've retired, but they immediately default to, can I go work part-time again back at where I was? And that might work for a little bit, but really, you know, what's funny is they go back in and they see their other workers. I heard this last night from a client, and he said, yeah, I go back and they all seem so miserable. And I'm just really glad I'm not there. And I can figure out times to meet them for lunch, and I'm smiling, and, well, they're not. But anyway, it really... Really, we're talking about staying physically and mentally healthy. And I know for some people, you know, they go to retire. I've heard this story. They said, you know, this is the first spring I've ever seen blooms on trees. I've ever seen blooms because they've been working the night shift or they've been working so many years. And I go, wow, it is time to like chill out a little bit and actually start taking care of yourself. Another gentleman retired 2 years ago and he's lost 70 pounds. And you know, that's a wonderful thing because now he's going to actually be able to live a much longer retirement, and we're happy for that. So really, it's not always, I know we talk on this show all the time about the money, but it's really more about, you know, am I doing the things I need to do, reducing my stress levels, keeping my mind active, and that doesn't necessarily mean by staying at the same job.
Our number's 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Malia Cuevas joining us in studio this morning. She'd love to answer your retirement questions. Don't forget, you can find Klaas Financial online, klaasfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We will continue our conversation with Malia and take more of your calls next as Money in Motion with Klaas Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And again, our telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Malia Cuevas joining us this morning in studio. Don't forget, you can find Klaas Financial online, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com, and their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. If you have questions for Malia, she'd love to answer them for you right now. And as a matter of fact, as we are talking about planning for and what you want to do after you retire, do you want to keep working? Rick called in with an interesting story. Rick, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Malia Cuevas from Klaas Financial.
Good morning. Yes, I heard you talking about guys like me who work for 30 some years and then retire and think, well, what am I going to do now? I owned homes all my life and a DIY kind of guy, doing my own thing and home repairs and whatever. And so I now live in a condo and found out there are people in our condo complex who can't do these kind of things. And so I started helping out people and now it's spread to pretty much full-time little business. So I'm a handyman now and I'm on my way right now to go and paint a bedroom for somebody.
Fabulous.
So, if somebody has skills like that, they've owned homes, there's a real demand out there. People with a to-do list, they don't know who to call.
You know what? Thank you for calling in, Rick. I mean, this is something that's really, really important. Mm-hmm. You know, having a sense of purpose for all of us is really important. And if that sense of purpose actually has some skills attached to that purpose, I can't tell you right now how pleased I am. I have a gentleman who retired after having his own business of 30 years, and he's going around doing similar to what Rick's talking about. Helping people redo their bathrooms, and the problem with this gentleman is he's so good, I'm never going to let him out of my house. My husband's like, why do you like him so much? I'm like, because he starts a job and finishes it professionally, and so there are so many people that can use skills like that. And this gentleman, the only problem with what Rick said is that it's almost turning into that full-time job. So we've got to be careful. I will bring out the point that when we are retiring and we're a couple, there is that little dance that we have to do, getting used to each other, being home again. So I'm not opposed to the retiring one first before the second. And a lot of that has to do with healthcare insurance, which we're going to talk about in a minute.
Yeah, I was going to say with some of these great benefits to working is, you know, keeping you physically and mentally healthy. There's also that great benefit of availability of having health care, which is another reason you were saying people didn't work.
Right. Well, taking that risk, and it is a risk sometimes people feel of pulling the plug on their own retirement. has to be flexing with where are they going to get the health insurance. Now, if you're under 65, obviously you're not qualifying for Medicare. So having that spouse carrying the health insurance until you're at 65 really is kind of necessary. Of course, we have the Affordable Care Act, which helps us get insurance, perhaps a little less expensive. But as anyone knows, I mean, if you're talking to me about I'm seriously considering retiring, the first thing we're going to talk about is how we're going to be covered with health insurance.
Sure.
I mean, I cannot forget that part of it. And people say, well, I'm self-insured. You know, I have a couple million in the bank. Well, you know what? We all get those hospital bills. We know how quickly that could add up. So I take that part really seriously.
321-1310, toll free, 877-235-1310. Malia Cuevas joining us this morning in studio from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for Malia, she'd love to answer them for you right now. And Larry jumps in. Larry, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Malia Cuevas from Kloss Financial.
Hi, it's more of a comment than a question, I suppose. I'm 66. I've been retired for about 9 years now. I used to be in your business of planning, though I have no relationship to you guys at all, but I've listened to you on this show in the mornings for a number of years as I've been a volunteer doing something and driving a van. And I've just really been impressed by the good work or the good answers and the knowledge that you folks seem to have. So that's really all I have to say.
Well, thank you, Larry. That was very kind of you to give us a call. It's encouraging that someone in our profession got to retire early. I love that.
Yes.
But you know what I heard Larry just tell us? He's driving around. He's driving a van.
Yeah.
He's doing something else. And that's a wonderful thing. So I appreciate the wonderful comment. Another thing we talk about is when we're looking at getting closer to retirement, sometimes there's these jobs that we forgot that we had many, many years ago, and there actually was a financial benefit left behind. There actually might be a pension that you are able to start collecting before you officially retire from your primary job. I just had a woman, she just received notice in the mail that she has about $40,000 coming to her from a job she had no idea that she left behind any benefits. So she can start a pension up immediately or take that as part of, you know, when she actually goes to retire from her primary job. So really looking at where's that money going to come from. We talk about that every week with your Social Security and so forth. But really looking back and going, what else did I do? And we don't want to miss those things. You know, maybe you had an ex-husband. Maybe we got to look there, ex-wife. We have to be creative. So very important to look at all avenues.
Malia, while we're talking about this, do we know what kind of the numbers are as far as people that are over 65 working or not working? Do we have a breakdown on that at all?
We do. You know, according to data from the U.S. Bureau of Labor, we look back to them a lot, back of March of 2016, they told us that almost 20% of Americans 65 and older are working. So that's actually the most, quote, older people. I don't want to call them old. Older people,
yes,
with a job since the early 1960s, before the U.S. enacted Medicare. So obviously, since baby boomers are starting to retire, we're probably going to see that 20% of Americans 65 and older actually working kind of start growing. Now, I will say this. Many people think they're going to work longer than they actually do. And the reason for that is not monetarily, but, you know, again, sense of purpose. I want to do something more. Unfortunately, the health gets in the way. So it doesn't always pan out for as long as we thought it would. The intention is there. But, you know, if we're not taking our health seriously prior to retirement and early into retirement, some of those things can fade away.
She is Malia Cuevas with Kloss Financial. You can find them online, klossfinancial.com, all one word, klossfinancial.com, spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We will continue our conversation with Malia. We'll talk about what do you do as far as that money you're earning? Should you continue to put money away in a retirement account if you go back to work? We'll talk with Malia about that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And it's been a quick 30 minutes, as always. Just a reminder, you can call right up at 8 o'clock on Thursdays if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. They will definitely take your calls right away. Don't forget, you can find them online, klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And Malia, as we're talking about working into retirement, then the question is, well, I've been doing this for years. I've been putting money away for retirement. Do I continue to do that once I retire?
Again, great question. We don't very often hear people say that they've got too much money. And we really don't hear that too often. And so really, this question has more to do with if you're not needing the income, yes, with earned income. Remember that word is earned. It's not passive income. It's actually I've worked at a job. Maybe I'm just working part-time and I make $10,000 a year. As long as you have some earned income, you can continue putting that money away in either a traditional IRA or up to the age of 70 and a half, or into a Roth IRA for as long as you or your spouse have earned income. So we do have limits on the IRAs. We talk about that every week, $6,500 if you're over 50. In this case, you would be per year. So if you've made $10,000, you can only put away $6,500. But again, until the last of the two people, if there's a two-person household's working, we can put into your own and also a spousal IRA. So really important to understand that. And if you're working for a company, you can actually put money into your 401k past the age of 70 and a half. Mm. And the reason there are age limits, though, when it comes to the IRAs is that after you turn 70 and a half, we have to start pulling what's called required minimum distributions. The government would like you to start paying taxes on all that money that they graciously allowed you to put away pre-tax. So that's when it has to start dripping out. But it really should encourage people, even if they don't need the money, put away more into your retirement accounts, because when you go to retirement, we'd like to see you with your pre-tax, your Roth, and also your after-tax monies to have options on how you're going to finance your own retirement.
She is Malia Cuevas, comes to us from Klaus Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. That's all one word. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number, because it is now time for the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, a $25 gift card to Lowe's. This week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week is this. According to data from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, back in March of 2016, what percentage of Americans 65 and older were still working? Telephone number 442-5637, 442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer to the Klaus Financial Office here in Madison, you will win that $25 gift card to Lowe's. Don't forget the number 442-5637. No charge for that first appointment, that kick of the tires, that get to know you. They'd love to get to know you at Klaus Financial. You can also find them online, klausfinancial.com. That's all in one word. K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Malia, great to see you this week. Take care.
Thanks, Sean.
This is Money in Motion on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Klaus Financial Asset Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Klaus Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaus Financial.